Now, Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
And you dated her for how long?
I dated the young lady, Phil, for about 6 weeks. And was very, very enamored of her. And we had I thought we had a very good time together, and we were, I think, very, very well connected.
Larry Grover is joining us. Larry, with Conservatives of Kern County, we want to talk further on the appointment of the new Treasury Secretary. But I'm fascinated that you have been divorced now, Larry. How long have you been away from Marilyn?
Marilyn and I divorced in 1999. And I had really been very busy, as you know, Phil, with the Clinton administration and trying to get that individual removed from office. And so we had an awful lot on our plate with the election of Schwarzenegger. Socially, though, I've trying to get back into the swing. I met Jennifer just by accident at Culver Print.
And so you guys started dating, and you took her to dinner and planned to ask her to marry you.
Well, this was not just a marriage proposal. Let me explain to you and to your audience, for people who may not be aware. Most I think, marriage proposals are probably very traditional. But I believe that a woman should be a man when he proposes marriage to a woman. I think it should be a very special event. And you could tell that the two of us, Jennifer and I, were very much in love. And it just was right. So I contacted Steve Shapur over here at Canyon High School, and I hired 17 members of the school orchestra over there, and I took her over to the end of the 7th Ray over here in Topanga, on Topanga Canyon Boulevard.
Okay.
And on my cue, after I had presented her with the engagement ring, I turned around and I simply looked toward the entrance to the restaurant, and that's when Steve brought out this orchestra and began playing Ave Maria. And I tell you, it went like clockwork.
Wow. I'm in a 17-piece orchestra marching.
Yeah, but marching right into the restaurant there. And I can tell you, they did it in such a way that none of the diners were disturbed. The kids came in single file, and they were all playing brass instruments. It's such a beautiful song, and yet they made it sound so lovely, playing brass instruments and some woodwinds. And that's when I gave her the ring, and I asked her to marry me. The song continued, the song ended, and then on my cue, and I turned and I looked at Steve and I nodded, they left the restaurant, and of course I did this with prior...
I was going to ask you if you talked to the restaurant about this.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm always fascinated by guys that do these elaborate things. Is the world around them aware of this? But they knew, huh?
Oh, absolutely. And I turned back to her and I said, I kind of repeated the question. And her answer is one of those things, when you look at the world as it is, you think you're going to get up in the morning, the sun rises in the east, it's going to set in the west, the things you expect. And when something goes completely awry, like 9/11, and I think back on that day and how the world was turned upside down, and when she said no to me, I sort of had to stop, and I thought she was kidding.
All right, so this young lady said, Jennifer said no. After you proposed marriage to her?
I didn't just propose marriage. Understand, I had a 17-piece orchestra. I had a carat diamond engagement ring. And I took her to a very romantic restaurant. The end of the 7th Ray is a very romantic restaurant. Have you ever been there, Phil?
Yeah, I have. It's very, very lovely. Nice outdoor gardens.
Absolutely. So I say, all right, you know, will you marry me? I had to repeat the question. She said to me, well, no. And, of course, I said to her then, why would you say that when you can see the effort that I put into making this a special evening? And she said to me, because I don't want to marry you. And she used some other excuses. So here again, we have, like 9/11 and like the women's empowerment movement, a young lady who has been influenced to the point. said she's going to go against the grain because of all of the propagandizing that's been done to her. And that's why I feel more than ever that if she says no to you, you know, I'm going to...
Look, there's a school of thought that says if a you give a woman an engagement ring and she calls off the engagement that you're entitled to the ring back. Some women think that she ought to keep it. I think most people are fairly ambivalent.
Well, I'm not ambivalent. In other words, the cost of the band in paying those kids hourly came out to, you're talking 17-piece orchestra, it was about $1,000. The dinner, which I'm not asking to be recouped, and I'm certainly not asking for the ring back because I took it back from her.
So she had the ring, but you took it?
Well, I removed it from the table, yeah. What I'm saying is this. I am looking for damages, and I want to do this outside of the courts.
You're looking for damages from this woman because she said no.
Not because she just said no, but because she said no after I had gone out and hired a 17-piece orchestra to come into a restaurant and play Ave Maria. Let me tell you something. That's a moment that most women would say yes to a man asking their hand in marriage, even if they hated his guts. Because when you talk about, Phil, I'm exaggerating.
I hope.
Well, but... most women can appreciate that effort.
And all right, I'm going to give our phone number out here tonight on the Phil Hendry Show. Larry Grover from Conservatives of Kern County, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. You said to me before we went on the air, maybe I shouldn't repeat it.
No, I'll repeat it. I said I want to make her bleed. I didn't mean that literally, but when you go to that extent... Well, you know what? I'll tell you something, Phil. When Marilyn and I got divorced, and she took the kids, and she found herself a judge that I guess she could put in her pocket and say to the judge, hey, and by the way, I want my husband to stay away from the kids, I thought, all right, that's the way that the world works these days in this female empowerment situation. But I devoted myself to my work. When I finally made the decision, and I consulted with Mother on this, and I said, look, I'm not going to be around the house as much as I have been because I've decided I want to get out and I want to socialize and meet women, it was a very specific decision. Now I meet this young lady who I had been printing up some party invitations for over at the print shop, and we started going out. I make the decision, okay, yes, now I'll jump. The 17-piece orchestra, an engagement ring, a night in a restaurant most women would commit murder for, and she looks at me with a straight face and says, no, I don't want to marry him. Now, again, I am against frivolous litigation. That's why I think damages outside of the aegis of the court would be appropriate.
What kind of money are you looking for from her? Because you're saying...
Well, I just want to recoup the cost of the orchestra, which was $1,000, and the pain and suffering, and again... It's...
See, when you say pain and suffering, you're talking about what?
I'm talking about... Well, what do you mean, what am I talking about?
Well, I know what you mean, the humiliation.
The humiliation of having a 17-piece orchestra parade through a restaurant, blocking... You know, there were people obviously had to use the restroom or whatever they had to do, and they got to wait for this band to quit playing. And the embarrassment that it put me through to sit there with a ring in my hand, I had a smile on my face, everyone in the restaurant could see the smile on my face, and then they saw that smile sort of turn to almost a grimace, like what you'd get on your face, suppose if you had a severe gas. And this is what I...
All right, hold on, 1-800-449-8686. Let's get a phone call in. Sally, go ahead, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
I just can't believe that he thinks that someone's going to pay damages because he hired a 17-piece band.
Ma'am, are you married, ma'am?
Yes, I am.
All right, did your husband hire a band when he proposed
no.
to you? All right. So you're saying just because based on what? In other words, that's a very, very unusual thing to do to show a woman that you'd like her to be a part of your life, to share your life.
It's a beautiful gesture.
And she pays me back by saying no.
But it's a beautiful gesture what you did. There's no doubt about that. Yes, and most women may appreciate it.
Are you from New York State?
Yes, I am.
All right, she has the same accent as you.
And when there must have been problems for. Because if she said no, she knew that something was wrong in the relationship. So she knew in her head that she didn't want to marry you ahead of time.
I treated this woman. If I could say something, I treated this woman with respect. I never got fresh with her. I am a very devout in my own faith. I don't believe that sexual relations between a man and woman is anything to be taken lightly. I believe that it should be clean and done with cleanliness. I do not, in other words...
All right, so you were a gentleman
you
with her, Larry.
You had no idea that she even felt this way.
Let me ask you something. When a woman is happy to see you pull your American Express out of your card every time you, just about every time you change your socks, I'm assuming she's enjoying my company.
Look at Larry, I don't want to put it this way, but, well, I don't want to say it.
Oh, go ahead.
A hooker is happy to see you pull your...
All right, see, that's the kind of...
Well, I didn't want to say... I'm not saying she is. I'm saying that a lot of women are happy to see you pull your credit card out of your pocket.
It's not about the money.
Well, if you want to, you know, see, you're asking me, am I inappropriate? Mr. Henry refers to this woman as a whore.
No, sir, I did not say that. I said there's a lot of women who would be happy to see you spend money on them. It doesn't mean they want to marry you.
You know something? I don't want to use the court system. I want this to be done quietly, under the radar. I don't want anyone to get hurt.
Then if you want it to be done quiet, under the radar, then you need to just say, you know what, maybe she did me a favor, just go away.
Fine, she can go away.
No, you go away and you drop everything.
Ma'am, you know this is the way, a 17-piece band.
You want $1,000?
Consider it a loss. All right, write it off on your taxes.
I'll write it off on my taxes. What under what category?
I don't know, but
right, you don't know. You can't
get from her.
Entertainment expense.
No.
The government is leaning on people with a broom handle every time they try to rut something off for government for entertainment. The only point I'm trying to make here is this is the result of the women's empowerment movement, and the way people after 9/11, you'd think that people would have a little bit more sensitivity to the process.
All right,
yeah, but if I didn't love you and you did the 17-piece band and you went all of your way and I didn't love you and want to marry you, then
band.
I would have said no.
All right.
The way she says band is exactly the way that Jennifer would say, you know, look, there was a man playing a bassoon. Now, do you... All right, never mind.
A bassoon? What does that got to do with anything?
When's the last time you saw anyone play a bassoon? It is a very important part of the entire brass ensemble, and they're ma'am, you can laugh if you want, but you weren't on the receiving end of the no.
Well,
and
no
if
means
I would love for
you
I would love for you to walk, if you were single, to walk up to a guy at a bar and say, would you like to dance with me, and the guy looked you up and down and said, no, not tonight.
They've
all
done
right.
It
all right, look at Sally, thank you for your call. 1-800-449-8686. We want to get back around to what we really wanted to talk about, which is the president's appointment of the new Treasury Secretary. Larry Grover's with us from Conservatives of Kern County. It's kind of interesting. He proposed marriage to a young lady who said no, even after he'd hired a 17-piece band to come through the restaurant. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
My wife would hang on me like a blue-ass baboon in heat, and I couldn't have it, I tell you.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
The guy last night said something I thought was very tasteless. He said that Greta Van Susteren would like nothing better than to be waltzing with the corpse of Natalie Holloway.
Well, I think that is not only tasteless, I think it's obscene. But let me just relate it to my situation, where this young lady who I had been dating for over a month, we had nothing but the best of times. I asked her to marry me. And it was just not a proposal of marriage. I hire 17 young people who are all qualified All-America band members to come through the end of the seventh ray and play this song before I ask her to marry me, and now she says no to me. And when I was thinking of this gentleman last night, I thought, in a lot of ways, that's what he was talking about. In other words, this, Greta Van Susteren's the tip of the iceberg. The empowerment of women is a good thing. But if women are to be empowered over the corpses of men, over the dead, rotting flesh of men...
How is it that you're a corpse, though, because she said no?
Because my pride and my manhood and my good intentions and my love were treated as if they're a piece of meat to be bagged and thrown in the back of one of those limousines with the blacked out windows.
All right, 1-800-449-8686.
Look, I am a prize package compared to what this woman's used to. I have made floor manager over at Culver Print. Mother is going to be quick claiming the house to me. I have I'm active in politics. I am respectful of women. I believe that the marital bond and the marital bed should be a place of clean, you know.
Well, I don't know what you mean by that, man. That's a
well, what?
That sounds a little weird to me.
When it, what is weird about treating a woman with respect?
Well, you talk about the marital bed being clean, is all I'm saying.
Well, it's a euphemism, Phil.
No, I understand. It's just it's the way you say it. 1-800-449-8686. Suzanne, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
I got to tell you. I mean, if your definition of love is a 17-piece orchestra...
No, that's not my definition of love.
Your perception of love is all screwed up.
That isn't my definition of love.
If the woman loves you... If the woman loves you, it's not going to take a 17-piece orchestra. It's going to take a 7.99 harmonica from Walmart. I mean, it doesn't take anything. If the woman loves you, it's not going to take that.
Well, I don't know what your experience
is screwed up.
I don't know what
you're... If that's what you call respect, I mean, then your perception of respect is all screwed up.
Well, you say my perception's all screwed up,
and you
expect her
to reimburse you for this? I mean, you did this on your own free will. I mean, you did this on your own. It was your own idea. It was your own free will, and you expect her to reimburse you for something that she didn't even ask for?
Wait a minute, wait.
Something that she no doubt didn't even want?
When
you
go to the extent, when you go to the, I have been dating her since the middle of April, and when you go to the,
how many months is that, sir?
How many months? 2 months.
Well, it's about 7 weeks.
To marry you after 2 months?
When you go to the extent of hiring a 17-piece band, now I'm telling you that this had the full complement of orchestra pieces from, as I mentioned to Mr. Henry, he found it funny, a bassoon.
I didn't find it funny. I just,
a bassoon to a French horn. Playing the song Ave Maria. Do you know the song Ave Maria?
Yes, I do.
All right. A piccolo. I had a full piccolo section. And what they did is they came through the restaurant, serenaded us at the table in much the same way if you've ever seen the mariachis.
Well, sir, I got to tell you, I think your idea of love is very materialistic.
Now, you keep talking about my idea of love. I'm just saying that this was my way of showing her how important she is to me.
Okay, then obviously you guys had different ideas of how important love is. I mean,
what did she say? If I could jump
in. If your difference is that great, then maybe it wasn't what you thought it was.
Well, I've seen, forgive me, ma'am, but when I started dating Jennifer, I saw some of the, and by the way, just so you know, this band is an All-America high school band with an oboe, a xylophone, and a French horn player.
It doesn't make a difference what kind of band it is.
Watch your language, Suzanne.
What did the lady say?
You can't use the S word, Suzanne. You got it?
Mm-hmm.
I need for you to understand.
So whether you had, you know, Casey or Sunshine Band or a 17-piece
you know what?
Orchestra, it doesn't make a difference.
I've seen
you know?
Some of the trash that she's been out with. I've seen some of these prairie billies.
It doesn't make a difference.
Compared to them, I am.
It's not a competition.
George Clooney.
Love is not a competition.
Well, ma'am, you're very didactic and you're very dogmatic. You've just got, you know, you got your mind made up. Fine. Maybe a guy's never serenaded you with a 17-piece orchestra. Maybe what he did is buy you a long neck bottle of Bud, and that was good enough for you. The women that I go out with...
All right, there's no need to insult the guy. Insult the woman. You know, I mean...
Well, she's insulting me.
No, she isn't. She's been very clear. She's simply saying that that's not what love is.
I didn't say it was love. For the final... For the final time... When you bring a bassoon,
it's absolutely just absurd. I mean,
I want to keep it out of the court system.
Her and for you to expect her to reimburse you for this is just
Let me ask
absurd.
You a question. Suzanne, if I was with you and I asked you to marry me after I brought out a full complement of All-American high school band players, and you said no to me, and I said, all right, I understand, that's fine. That was a $1,000 band you just listened to.
Sir, it doesn't matter if you brought out
and I would
a $10,000 band.
You're not going to write me a check.
She doesn't want to marry you.
Did you want her?
It doesn't matter who you bring out for a band.
Did you want her to write you a check right then and there?
I asked her for a check, yes.
Oh, man.
You asked her for a check
Yes,
right
I did. Yes, ma'am.
That's a very classy thing
all
to
right.
do, by
Suzanne,
the way.
Suzanne, thanks for calling. 1-800-449-8686. Larry Grover looking for reimbursement from a woman who said no to a marriage proposal after he hired a 17-piece band with a bassoon. Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Larry Grover joins us from Conservatives of Kern County. I apologize, Larry. We wanted to talk about President Bush's appointment for Treasury Department, and we're off talking about your marriage proposal.
Well, you know, Phil, the problem is when politics intervene, when the matters of the affairs of our country intervene, people do want to sidetrack you. In the case of many women, my ex-wife was the same. They want to be wined and dined. And then I think there is a expectation after they are wined and dined that they reciprocate. And I'm not talking about sex because, again, I'm very strong in my faith, and I would never offend a woman by making an unclean advance. But I want to tell you a little story. And
well, I got some phone calls to get to.
All right, this will be very quick. When I was a young man, I made some mistakes. And I was in jail one afternoon, and I won't tell you for what. But I was in jail, and there was a man in that holding cell who looked at me and said the words, "I love you." Now, there's a big difference between a guy in a holding cell looking at another guy and saying, "I love you," and a man sitting at the end of the seventh ray with a 17-piece All-America High School band playing Ave Maria, looking at a woman and saying, "I love you." And yet women think it's the same thing. Just one more shower rape. And I can tell you...
No, it's not. Come on, man.
Well, let me put it to you this way. Nothing happened to me that day, thank God, because my friend showed up with the bail money. But I will tell you... That's the feeling I had. When she said no to me after I had hired a 17-piece All-America band...
Don't forget the bassoon, man.
Well, Phil, you know, you can laugh about it.
Well, you brought up this band. I understand.
You can laugh about it, but it was a quality ensemble. All right? Now, I missed that afternoon being held against the tile of a county jail with no clothes on. Well, guess what? It came around again, and it happened to me that night at the end of the seventh ray.
Well, I hardly see how a woman saying no to your marriage proposal is the same as you being gang raped in a shower.
Well, it's never happened to you, has it?
Gang rape?
Well, that and a woman saying no to your marriage proposal.
Yeah, it has. It happened to me when I was in my 20s. 1-800-449-8686. Kate, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, how you doing?
Fine.
Thanks for taking my call. Did you ask this woman if...
Are these young ladies I'm speaking to, are they all... Are you married, ma'am?
No, I'm not.
See, these are all very young women I'm speaking to.
Well, they're women nonetheless, and they don't have to be married because the girl that you asked to marry you said no.
And I've been proposed to, and I've said no, and I don't think that some guy going out on a limb... asking me to marry him mandates that I say yes,
just because he took
the risk.
See, you just stepped in it. It was in the middle of the road, and you went ahead and stepped in it anyway. You want to know why? Did you get asked to have a guy marry you while a band played that he bought? No.
How can you say that a unilateral decision on your part to hire a band necessitates this woman saying yes and still say you respect women?
Ma'am, I'm not saying it necessitates the woman saying yes. What I am saying and what I've tried to say to Mr. Hendry and what I did say to my attorney is, all right, she can say no. I then said, if you could get your checkbook out, I've got some figures.
But you didn't ask her ahead of time if she'd be willing to pay even half of this experience. She doesn't owe you. She's not grateful. She's offended and embarrassed, probably.
I think that's a point of law. I think when something is as significant as a marriage proposal, you're right, a dinner date, that's one thing. But a marriage proposal, I think, gets into an area of civil law called quid pro quo.
But you didn't talk to her about the marriage proposal ahead of time.
You know, you don't have to in quid pro quo. Because
that's not a part of civil law.
Yes, it is.
Quid pro quo is a part of Title VII, and it has to do with discrimination. Quid pro quo...
Where are you taking your law classes? DeVry? quid pro quo is when you have a reasonable expectation of recompense when someone waltzes over your corpse.
This is why you lose. Reasonable expectation. No reasonable person has an expectation that they hire a 17-piece band after dating a woman for 6 weeks, and she's going to pay him for that experience.
Can I ask you a question? I'm sorry. I wanted to ask you something. Did you just get up?
Did I just get up?
Just get out of bed.
No.
Because, you know, and I'm saying this with respect. You remind me of Jennifer when she just wake up and I call her. She'd be that kind of, you know.
Okay, let's move.
Let's talk about what we're talking about here, okay? Did you honestly think that a woman who's just been wined and dined and had a beautiful song serenaded to her and has been asked to take the hand of a man in marriage and has been given a ring, and when she says no, did you really think she's going to pull her checkbook out?
Mr. Henry, I don't know of a good time for that kind of thing.
You know, sir, with all the respect that you've given me, I would like to ask you if you think every woman should have to kowtow to every rich man.
She got the big checkbook.
You got some man that wants to spend a lot of money, and now every woman has to say, oh, I'm so grateful you spent money on me. Let me repay you?
If women want to be empowered in this post-9/11 era, I think the time has come for when a man puts out the effort emotionally, and then she decides, as this gentleman said last night about, you know, Greta Van Susteren and wanting to do a two-step with Natalie Holloway's corpse. And
can we get off that, man? Because I find that to be a disturbing image.
Me too.
Well, that's why she's laughing. She finds it so disturbing.
You're taking away all choice from women.
What she's doing is she is figuratively pulling you out of your casket and dragging your dead body across a dance floor. And I don't find that to be fair.
All right, look
and the alternative
Kate,
is to tell a woman to get back in the kitchen and not say anything unless she's spoken to, because now she has no more choice.
Well, no. I'm not saying I would hate that, but no, I'm not saying...
All right, look at... Kate, thank you for your call. 1-800-449-8686. You are a traditional guy. You're conservative. And you believe in...
I believe in traditional family values, Phil.
Well, do you believe in a woman being in the kitchen?
No, I don't believe women should be in the kitchen. I believe a woman should have the right to a career. I think any man with a brain in his head believes that women are up to that. I'm simply saying that what we put out... See, in other words, women want to be equal. Well, guess what? They're not equal yet. Because we're still the ones that got to ask them to marry us. We're still the ones that have to put out, and I'm tallying up the band, plus the ring. You know, we're done. That was about a $14,000 night. And all I was asking for was a check to cover the cost of the band and the humiliation.
The pain and suffering.
Exactly, yes.
1-800-449-8...
There was a verbal contract.
She didn't agree to marry you.
She came to dinner with me. She verbally agreed to come to dinner at the end of the seventh ray, a very romantic place. If you don't think a 17-piece band isn't going to come popping out of the ivy with a bassoon, a piccolo, and everything else, you got to expect that.
And I got to expect that when I go to the end of the seventh ray.
Yes. Yes. If you're a woman, yes.
For those of you, hold on, for 1-800-449-8686... The end of the seventh ray is a nice place on Topanga Canyon Boulevard in Los Angeles. It's an outdoor garden in the canyon, very romantic at night. I've been there on two occasions, and I've never felt the need to, you know, like there's somebody going to come, you know, coming out of the ivy with a bassoon. 1-800-449-8... What, bud?
What's a bassoon?
Look it up. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
Fattier than seven shades of your favorite dung.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back.
Grandfather and Peter and the Wolf.
I remember Peter and the Wolf because they made us listen to it as a kid. It was what?
The bassoon was the instrument used for the voice of the grandfather in Peter and the Wolf. It's a very distinctive instrument. And when you get, I don't mean to speak disparagingly of young people who are working hard on their musical education, but when you get a 16-year-old kid that knows how to play the bassoon, suddenly he thinks he's the Archduke of Russia. Suddenly he thinks that he's, if you'll forgive my language, Phil, the kid thinks he needs to have his ass kissed. So that's double time for that.
Well, look, I know.
I mean, it's double time for that punk. And there's
all right. So the kid. So they cost you a lot of money.
I'm telling you, this kid on the bassoon, though, is the reason.
But you asking this girl to pull her checkbook out because she said no to your marriage proposal after you hired this expensive bassoon player or whoever these people were.
I told you, it's an all-American high school band. It happened to have a kid that played bassoon, and these kids aren't, even if they're 16 years old. You know, to quote that guy from The Sopranos, the jail rape continues. So the idea that I asked her, well, all right, you say no, that's fair enough. Now, would you get your checkbook out? Because let's start to tally up what this night set me back.
Boy, that's romantic, man.
She said no.
I understand what she said. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Let me go to Beth. Hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Larry Grover.
Hi.
Hi.
I just can't believe that this guy, after 2 months, expects this lady to marry him.
I'm with my husband.
I dated him for 7 years before we got married. He didn't have this big band, and he didn't.
No, he just took advantage of you for 7 years.
Oh, no, he did not. I am
seven
a widow,
years.
But don't you even say that, you horse.
Why buy a cow when milk's so cheap?
No, that's where you are so wrong,
boy. Then why would a man live with a woman for 7 years and not do the right thing?
I didn't say we lived together, you horse's patoot.
Let me ask you a question. How many kids did you have before you got married?
I had none.
Hey, hold on, Larry.
No, this woman has been disparaging me. Meanwhile, her and her prairie billy boyfriend.
That's where you are, such a horse's ass. My husband, I'm a widow, you son of a bitch.
You may be a, okay, you're a widow, fine. I respect that. But how do I know the reason your husband died wasn't just to get away from you?
What is that supposed to mean?
Answered, you son of a bitch.
Wait a second. You
said, low life.
Ma'am.
No, don't mean me. And
you
expect this woman to pay you $1,000? I'd tell her,
ma'am,
if I was her, I'd tell you to take a flying leap and pick it up your ass.
All the strip ball billies in the world.
Oh, yeah, that's what you are.
No, I think
you expect her to pay you for
some
after 2 months?
I believe in cleanliness with a woman.
You are a lowlife.
I'm a lowlife?
You're
a lowlife. I'll tell you what. Wouldn't live with a woman for 7 years and not do the right decent thing.
My husband.
She was dating the man for 7 years, Larry. Are you listening to her?
We did
not live
together. We dated.
Let
for
me ask
seven
you a question.
Years.
All right. Dated, huh? And I guess you just didn't have any sex in that 7 year period.
I don't think I have to answer you that.
Well, premarital sex is against the Bible.
I don't think that's your business.
Premarital sex is against the Bible. Is that my business?
No, it's not your business. We're talking about you and this girl.
It is not.
And
well, she calls me up, starts calling me prairie billy trash and all of this stuff.
You said that to her.
You said that to me, you know.
No, I didn't say it to her.
I said to her,
the boyfriend who wouldn't marry her and then ups and dies before he does.
No, we were married, you son of a bitch.
Wait a minute. You said you weren't married to this guy. Then
before
you married a guy that died.
We were married very happily.
Who did you marry after he died?
Nobody. And I don't want anybody, especially if they're lowlife like you are.
You said to me you lived with a man for 7 years, then he died.
I didn't ever say I lived with him.
Can I ask you a question? Did he die when you asked him to marry you?
No,
she
didn't
say that the guy, she was married to the
we
guy.
We were married.
All right, you were married to the man you were with for 7 years.
When my husband died from cancer.
How did he get, was he out in the sun too long or what?
Would you come have a little bit of...
Oh, you son of, I wish I could
tell
you. You lowlife.
Ma'am.
You are one lowlife.
I'm a lowlife. I believe in cleanliness and sexual cleanliness. And I would never, ever defile a woman.
You don't even know that there's anything going on.
Ma'am.
You're a lowlife.
You want to know why your husband got cancer? Because of all those charbroiled steaks you served him.
Oh, you lowlife.
All right, Holt. You know something, Larry? You are really a...
What?
She just dropped the F-bomb on me after you said the reason why he got cancer is from all the charbroiled steaks you served him.
Wait a minute. If I'm out of line...
Yes, you're out of line.
How am I out of line? Because I said to that woman...
First of all, you called her husband Prairie Billy. Then you said they lived together, but they never got married. After she said they did get married, then you said that...
She said her husband died from cancer. And I said, why? Because he was out in the sun too long. Then she called me a horse's you-know-what, said that I was the opposite end of a horse for that. Then she called me the other end of a horse when I said, okay, did he die from cancer because of all that... All those carcinogen-ridden black steaks that you pulled out of the broiler after passing out on the sofa.
Yeah, no wonder she freaking said what she said. 1-800-449-8686. We'll be back with Larry Grover, and we were going to talk about Bush and the Treasury Department. There's the I just saw Susan Estrich on TV. Larry, your girlfriend's on TV.
Who's that?
Susan Estrich.
You know, I can't stand her politics, but I think she is one good-looking woman. Oh, yeah. What channel?
Fox.
Mother, turn it over to Fox.
Oh, Larry, you are such a queer.
1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Why don't you get a piece of fat and slide off?
1-800-449-8686.
Well, she's the one
Henry
who used the
F-bomb,
and
back.
I'll tell you something. Only an individual who's some kind of mall billy would use... All right,
My mic is not on. Okay. 1-800-449-8686. Teresa, go ahead. Teresa?
Hi, Phil. I just wanted to ask Larry a question.
Well, what does she want me to do?
Go ahead with your question.
Okay. First off,
yes,
I want to start by saying that I'm 40 years old. I'm not one of these young kids calling in that he thinks everyone is.
Uh-huh.
I am a college graduate from the University of North Carolina, and I would just like to say that her decision has nothing to do with women's empowerment after 9/11. Somewhere along the line of your life, you forgot that money does.
I believe it does, and I was the one who, I'm the guy that put out for a bassoon player.
1-800-449-8686, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.